Any large and complex S&P 500 sector offering nearly double the average profit margin is always worth investigating, says our chief equity strategist and economist John Blank, and he joins me now. John, you've written that the infotech sector, which we've talked about here, remains a key 2023 return source. Why is it?
Yeah, Terry, let's go through the latest figures here. The infotech sector, ticker XLK, if you're doing the spiders, is up 34% year-to-date. Communication services, which is where you've got other mega caps, is up 32%. And consumer discretionary, which has got Amazon, is up 18%. What's fascinating, Terry, those are three spider sectors of 11. The other eight of 11 spider sectors are negative returns year-to-date. So the entire lift of the S&P 500 here, which is now up 9.5% year to date on May the 26th, is all centered on three sectors led by the infotech space. So that is what we're talking about today, this super narrow rally that's all based on infotech.
And how does knowing this help investors identify computer and technology sub-industry stock picks worth noting?
Well, the best thing to understand is that basically people don't understand this sector. You've got four or five major ETF providers, you know, iShares, Spider, Blackstone, and BlackRock, and Vanguard that are providing the broad ETFs for this sector. And if you look in their top 10 picks for those ETFs, given the amount of money that's going to work there, you can do all your stock picking by just picking one of those.
You say computer and technology stocks will remain interesting going forward. Any way to put a clock on that?
No, Terry, not at all. And we need to point out that a 30%, 4% gain in a year, this is basically a mean reversion out of last year. You know, really, this doesn't show growth in these stocks much as it does mean reversion. And now you're going to get a lot of people trading-wise to cash out. So it's kind of dangerous and tricky right now for the computer and tech buyer because the sellers are going to pour in right now.
What main characteristics should those stocks display in order to be considered interesting?
Well, we're going to need the usual Zacks ranking improvement, which is usually estimate revisions that are going up meaningfully on large cap stocks, not just AI stocks, and more broadly across things other than the mega cap tech names. That's what we need.
And are we talking about U.S. or foreign companies or a combination of both?
Well, typically the foreign companies that people care about are Taiwan Semi and ASML in the Netherlands, and not the Chinese big tech companies, which are not participating. So I think more or less, we're talking about the U.S. mega caps and a very small handful of major non-U.S. firms.
While we're on the subject, any other sectors or industries you find interesting?
That's what's fascinating, Terry. No, I don't, because I told you the negative returns and everything else is fascinating. I don't think we've seen such a narrow market in some time, but that does cause concern, and people should be concerned because there is no breadth to this market.
Yeah, that is an interesting point. So there's nothing to compare sectors to as far as this is concerned.
That is actually correct. That is the thing to note about this is that, yes, the infotech stocks can go even higher, but that is not leading to any improvement in breadth. That's the message of this podcast.
A few number one ranked stocks that caught your attention include the Madison Square Garden Company, Kroger Company, and FedEx. And is it a coincidence to you that they're all in the consumer discretionary sector?
Not at all, Terry. That's what we're talking about. I mean, this is, you know, consumer is strong, which is why there's not a recession, because yes, interest rates are going up, but interest rates affect investment, not consumption. That is a definition economists apply. 70% of the spending out there is consumption, and this is typical. So Madison Square Garden, ticker MSGS. Of course, we know this is the New York venue. And yes, it is a number one or two ranked stock. It's number three when I'm looking at it right now. It's kind of downranked a little bit. That's still a hold. And it still has a growth rating of ours of A, because Madison Square Garden is that much of a play in this type of spending environment on events, not things. Kroger, I mean, this is your typical strong grocery chain, number two ranked stock still. B rank for growth, both very good ratings. And again, this is just groceries. So people are, again, spending. Consumer spending is strong. That's what Kroger is saying. And the final one, FedEx. Here you've got a story of a stock that's getting nice estimate revisions this year and next year, particularly next year. So you say, how on earth can next year's estimate risk be going up 6.9% if there's a recession? And FedEx estimates, by the way, are coming from 11 analysts, are up for next year. I'm just telling you a fact. I'm not telling you my opinion. So just keep all this in mind when you hear about these recession bears out there. It's not here now, and we still are still waiting for it to show up in any sign that I told you about today.
Our chief equity strategist and economist, John Blank, talking interesting stocks. With John, I'm Terry Ruffalo.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.